Good morning. Today we're welcoming Geshla back from his fall break. So we're going to greet him in the lobby with katas. We do have katas here that you can borrow if you don't have one. So we just want to, you know, get out in the lobby. He should be here in about 5 or 7 minutes, something like that, and we'll greet him with katas. And then after the teachings this morning, there's also an opportunity to offer him a kata and make an offering to him personally.
What's a kata?
is a silk scarf like this. So, and that's just a traditional way of making a greeting.
In the gold prayer book, please turn to page 34.
No mandala offering. No mandala offering.
Should we do the okay. Let's see. Okay, so turn to page 97 in the Gold Prayer Book. On the bottom you see the short mandala offering, so let's offer the mandala to Geshla. This ground anointed with perfume, strewn with flowers, adorned with Mount Meru, four continents, the sun and the moon, I imagine this as a Buddha field and offer it. May all living beings enjoy this pure land. O holy and perfect pure Lama, from the clouds of compassion that form in the skies of your Dharmakaya wisdom, please release a rain of vast and profound Dharma precisely in accordance with the needs of those to be trained. Idam Guru Ratamandalakam Niryatayami. Now go back to page 34. And we'll start with Shakyamuni Buddha's mantra. If you have the white binder and not the gold prayer book, just turn to the first page titled Kadampa Center Prayers. Teyata Om Mune Mahamunaye Soha Teyata Om Mune Mahamunaye Soha Teyata Om Mune Mune Mahamunaye Soha. Okay, for the Medicine Buddha stanza and mantra, if you don't have the gold prayer book, look at the page that's in blue, the color, the blue sheet. Bhagawan with equal compassion for all, whose name when merely heard dispels the suffering of the lower realms, dispel of disease and the three poisons, I prostrate to Medicine Buddha, laugh aside. So let's chant the mantra 7 times. Teyata Om Bekande Bekande Maha Bekande Bekande Sadza Samukate Soha Teyata Om Bekante Bekante Maha Bekante Bekante Radha Samukate Soha Teyata Om Bekante Maha Bekante Bekante Radha Samukate Soha Teyata Om Bekante Bekante Maha Bekante Bekante Radha Samukate Soha Teyata Om Bekante Bekante Maha Bekante Bekante Radha Samukate Soha Teyata Om Bekante Bekante Maha Bekante Bekante Radha Samukate Soha Teyata Om Bekante Bekante Soha. And now the four immeasurables in English, 3 times. May all sentient beings have happiness and the causes of happiness. May all sentient beings be free from suffering and the cause of suffering. May all sentient beings be inseparable from the happiness that is free from suffering. May all sentient beings abide in equanimity, free from attachment for friends and hatred for enemies. May all sentient beings have happiness in the causes of the happiness. May all sentient beings be free from suffering and the cause of suffering. May all sentient beings be inseparable from the happiness that is free from suffering. May all sentient beings abide in equanimity. Now turn to page 37 and we'll chant the two mantras at the bottom of the page. Chenrezig's mantra 8 times seats the Buddha of great compassion, and then Green Tara's mantra 7 times, and she's the deity of enlightened activity. Om Mani Padme Hum. 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 Om Tadatu Tadatu Re Soha. 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 Thank you. So the children are welcome to go to their classes.
Whatever do you have? So, again, good morning. So the December is the month, so the you make a lot of offerings, December offerings. Probably you also receive quite a bit of offering too. Some of no, it's like, it's, generally speaking, I think it's beautiful holidays, you know, that people are, you know, exchanging gifts and family get-togethers. So, I just want us to meditate a little bit, okay, meditate a little bit on giving. That also includes like material giving, you know, whatever material gift that you give to your friend, close one families, and also like, you know, children, they get so excited, you know, they get so like, I'm not sure how much joy they get, but they get some joy receiving gift, but with full excitement, that's good things. So the how to do meditation on giving. So I think it's also good to know. See, like all the senses, you know, including the like all the senses, you know, then including the body, all the senses. If my English is not clear, so my English is getting old. So all the senses, and including, you know, it's a part of our life, so wisdom, longevity, then all the possessions, you know, possessions. Well, it's not just, you know, like material possessions, but it's also, you know, according to the meditation on giving, so the possession also refers to the, you know, longevity, time, you know, so thought, you know, thought, your own thought. Little longer. Tizum gets us, Tizum gets us just. Tizum means three times, you know, past, present, future, three times called Tizum. Something you did, something wonderful in the past, you know, it's very important to remember. It's very important to remember, not just what, you know, only the negative thing in the past that we remember. Also, we need to remember positive things too, you know, not just negative things. So, we need to learn how to remember all the positive things that you received, the positive things that you did for somebody else. So it's very, very important to remember again and again, not just that, then also rejoice. Rejoice? Makes sense, rejoice. Means feel good. Rejoice means feel good when you remember that you did something good for somebody you are not blood related, it's not your cousin, it's your friend, but you just did something good. You need to remember that and feel good, and then rejoice, you know, rejoice. Then, according to practice, then what happens is, you know, when you rejoice, when you feel good about something, that you did something good, when you feel good, when you remember, then that, from the Buddhist point of view, it's called merit. Merit? Merit. So I'm not sure, like, called gewa. Merit. That multiplies. You know, when you rejoice, it multiplies. Okay? It multiplies. So that is the cause of happiness. The merit is the cause for happiness. So merit. So that multiplies, you know, three times. Past, doing something good now, and thinking to do something good in the future, these are all good. These are all noble thought. Noble thought. So that brings happiness. That brings happiness. So that, you know, three times merit. So that, so then, transform that into whatever other, you know, living being needs. Somebody might need water, just transform that into water. Somebody may need some, like, company, then you transform that to come. Somebody may need bridge to cross, then transform that into bridge. Make sense? You transform that, whatever they need. It's not like what you think they need. So, whatever they need. You know, so, so generosity, they become excellent generosity based on time. Somebody's desperate for some nice word that you say. Somebody desperate for some food. Time-wise, it's very difficult. So then you give, you know, time was not that difficult, then you give, doesn't mean much, you know, the person has plenty. So time-wise. Then object-wise, then you give your best possession, you give best possessions. Oh, but that's kind of hard. Yeah, that's kind of hard, you know, so. Most of the time, Dharma is just between them. Not much here. So, so the best possessions, time-wise, most difficult time. Objects whom you are giving, that's also even harder, you know, like you give it to the person that you hate. That sounds good? That sounds hard. Yeah. So then you don't just throw, you know, you just give them, you know, out of respect. Out of respect. So, you know, kam kam, lu kam, some of the things, to close distance, not just from the far, give them from out of respect. So that's that then it becomes the best form of generosity practice. But you know, here's I'm not. It's hard for you, hard for me, hard for everybody. Giving your best possessions to the person you hated. Including me, including you, everybody, in his heart. But you know, you can think mentally. You know, so the mind is so powerful. So, at the beginning, you know, we say mandala offering. So actually, the mandala offering is for like teachers and holy beings. You know, so then. Other sentient beings, they also play the same important roles. You know, we also need to make offering to them too. You know, they are equally important when it comes down on your happiness. Equally important. So, without others, you cannot practice patience. You cannot practice loving kindness. You cannot practice compassion. You know, so you need others. We need others to in order for you to grow, in order for you to go to high. You need others. Without others, you know what Amazon can do? Amazon? Amazon. So sorry, how do you say Amazon? Yeah. Means nothing. Need others. Without others, Amazon, it means nothing. So maybe I'm not sure do they recognize or not. Without others, Amazon or Facebook is nothing. So they benefit because of others. If there's no others, what they can do, nothing, you know. This everything, all our happiness is very much dependent on others. So we, when we are born, we are dependent on others. And when we are alive, so we are dependent on others. So when we die, we depend on others. And others is very important, so important. So therefore, all your senses, all the pleasure that you experience based on your five senses, your body, your three times positive things that you did in three times, all of that, then you mentally transform Sinjirava, the Mujudis, Chagme, without attachment. Without attachment, you just transform. If somebody needs friend, you transform into friend. Somebody needs clothes, you transform it into clothes. Somebody needs water, you need to transform it into water. Whatever they needed, so you transform that. Without expectations, without attachment, without expectations, pure heart, no? So that can be done, it can be done. So next 5 minutes, please meditate on that, so then, so that's what, you know, how the meditation has been done on practice of generosity, Ludanoje. Your body, three times merits, all the possessions, or then you transform that into whatever they needed. So there are people, not just people, including yourself. So we need something all the time. All the time we need something. Every single day we need something. Oh, we need something. You can transform that, okay? So then that's going to be meditation on, perfection of generosity practice. How to meditate on perfection of generosity practice. Generosity practice. Make sense?
Yes.
Oh yeah. So alhamdulillah, you can welcome to join in the chant. So then please, you know, think as I requested, you know, so as, so yeah, Ramallah, maybe chant the mandala offering. So, you know, so there's also hand mudra. You can learn. If you're interested, you can learn. But that's not part of the mandatory coming to Kadamba Center. It's not a part of the mandatory to come to Kadamba Center. So if you don't know how to do this, you can still come to Kadamba Center. So this is the hand mudra. So then visualize, then you do like this, then visualize. So then the four continents, then the center, they kind of symbolize the center of universe. Then what are you trying to do mentally? You're trying to think all the goodness that in this universe that you make, you offer to the holy beings, to all the beings. The way to create more merit, which is the cause for happiness. Oh yeah. So you see it here, the right side, that kind of symbol like this, like the mandala, is called like mandala set. So, you know, it's just built by Anna and her daughter's been here beautifully built. So they symbolize whole universe. So then, of course, you know, so you can get that mandala set for your own practice. Then you know, like, that you can learn how to do this practice. So then, the different way to create the circle like the three different like layer of set. it's called mandala in Tibetan word. It's called kinkor. Kinkor means, you know, like circle. What do you do? You try to take essence from their circles. You know, that means essence means to develop your mind, improve your mind, or improve your mind. So, for your own happiness, for happiness of other beings. So then you do that practice at home. So if you are interested, you can talk to nuns, so they'll explain to you, okay? So today we are going to chant now, so then please you meditate.
So usually the short mandala or the long mandala?
Short.
If you want to join us on page 35. Sa ji ki ju shi me to ta
Second meditation, another meditation, okay, followed by chant, okay. I also heard, even though this, you know, month is considered as, you know, like, generally speaking, considered as something very special, you know, a lot of people enjoy. At the same time, I also heard a lot of people, they go through difficulties, so much difficulties. Therefore, so we do Tonglen practice today together as a group. So always practice becomes more powerful if we do as a group. It becomes more powerful. You know, usually we hardly think one thing, how often we think one thing as a group. Every day we think different. You are thinking something else, I'm thinking something else. everybody thinks something else. If we can put all our, how you say, attentions, energy or thought into one point, so that creates energies. Or from the technical point of view, you could say merit, they create merit energies. So that energy has ripple of impact. Well, through our life or society, so so this tonglen practice can be combined with your breathings. When you exhale, we all doing something every single day, doing something. You know, so maybe cooking, or friends coming over, or feeding yourself or feeding other people, always doing something. Always doing something. Oh. So we sent, you know, people who are struggling, you know. There's so many different things that people struggle, so many different things that people struggle. So many complications that people go through every single day, many different kinds of complications. Complications related to the Christmas, complications related to the friend, complications related to the job, you know, then all kinds of things. So we think of all of them, you know, and including yourself. So don't think, oh, there's my self is excluded. No, because you are the one who's doing the practice. That means you are already included, even though you don't say I, doesn't matter, it's already included. Oh. It's already included, because you get the most benefit. So, giving, according to Buddhist practice, don't giving and taking practice, don't give. Lend, take. Oh. Don't lend, that's the practice, that's the name of the practice, giving and taking practice. No? You can alternate, you can just do give first, take second, you can take first, give second, doesn't mean that's not like definite order, you can alternate. I have one friend, you know, now who lives in Florida, very nice gentleman, also very smart. You know, so then when we grow up, so then there are so many things that we develop based on our perceptions. Our perception is very limited when we are very young. 1 year or 2 year or 3 year old, our perception is very limited, and also generally speaking, it's kind of pure. Or something to play, you know, eat or sleep, that's all. Nothing much. But you still see things, so. And somehow, you know, he's like, kind of like, suggests that we need to go back to that, to look at the photo. If you have one, so look at the photo. when your lizard looks very cute, very innocent, very pure, need to probably visit back there and look. So now think how you can be mean to yourself. Look at that photo. If you see yourself like this right now, can you be like mean? I don't think so. Oh, that. And it, even though that's not suggested in the textbook, doesn't matter. Even though it's not written in here, doesn't matter. The text taught by Buddha, doesn't matter. Long as it helps your mind, that's the most important thing. Doesn't matter whether it's written or not written, doesn't matter. What we need help to develop noble thought. Whatever ways that helps to develop your noble thought, looking at sunset or bird, doesn't matter. Squirrel, I'm not sure how much noble thought you generate. I'm not sure how much novel thought you can generate looking at a squirrel. So, you can visualize yourself in front of you, and just give out of pure love. Take all the problems that you have, take out of compassion. That's the meaning of tolerant practice. Okay. Or you can visualize your family member, your friend, your relative, close one, who's going through difficulties, you can visualize them. And you can make it bigger. You know, bigger is better in America. Am I right? Bigger. Everything is like, from like Texas, the big head. Thought should be Texas way. Thought needs to be, how is it, Texan way? Texas style. That when you think, you have to think like, think big. Big. So think, then you make it bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. And that's good. No, that's good. You can think about yourself, and you can think about your friend, close one. And if not, then there, you can go beyond oceans. There are people, children. Their lives upside down, every single day. There's so many, like, tragedy, war, like, all. Practically, there's nothing much, as an individual person, there's nothing much you can do. But you, when you hear, when you see, it's like, it breaks your heart, you know. So only thing that you do is like, you pray for them, so, so there are so many things, so that you make your thing bigger, include all of them, so then you send out of pure love, and you take. So say, this taking part is a little bit kind of complicated, so a lot of people say, oh, I can't take anymore because I have tons of things that I'm going through. It's not, you are the one who's doing the taking practice, but not taking on yourself. Taking on the ego. Like my way, highway, that ego. Yeah. So that creates a lot of problems. There are many problems that are created by thought. Many problems that are created by thought. Because human thinks, not just smells, sees, tastes, touch, not like that. That's pretty much the same as animal too. They also can see, they can smell, they can hear, they can touch each other. That's pretty much common things, not just unique thing of human. What is the unique thing of human? They think and they plan. Then unfortunately, sometimes not necessarily they think something positive. So because of that, because of our thought, and there's all these problems that's happening in the world because of human thought. Because we we are part of the responsibility of that. So we could become part of the solution too, if we think positive way. So I'm not going to say much about tolerant practice. So what I think is important too, we as a group, so we can do for yourself and do for others who's going through difficulties. I heard that Christmas time, so a lot of people also go through a lot of stress, difficulties, so we take that out of compassion, and we give, out of loving kindness, we give. That's how the giving practice has been done. You give out of loving kindness, and you take out of compassion. So then you get immense benefit, okay? Immense benefit. So you can just breathe, exhale, out of loving kindness, inhale out of compassion. They can do that. So why we chant? Okay, why we chant? So that will probably chant will be last probably couple of minutes. There's good amount of time, so you can think, and you can visualize yourself in front of you, and just look very closely. Same time, it's very important to understand. Very important to. Recognize, very important to recognize, nobody's perfect, nobody. Everybody makes mistakes. You understand that? Everybody makes mistakes. Don't think somebody's perfect, nobody's perfect. Everybody makes mistakes. It's not that, you know. Then you learn. So, don't just be like, beat yourself up. Don't beat up yourself because you make a mistake. Then you are going to beat everybody else, because everybody else makes mistake. No. When you say mistake, according to Buddhist practice, you show compassion. Same to your mistake, you deal with the compassion, out of compassion, not deal with out of anger or like negative mindset, no good. No, you deal with out of compassion. When you see problem and mistake in yourself, you deal with the compassion. When you see other people, you deal with compassion. helping, then you help out of loving kindness. And you help yourself to loving out of loving kindness. Okay? So that's how the practice has been done. So please think about that. So the next few minutes, you know, there's a good amount of time so we can meditate on that, okay? Exhale out of loving kindness. Inhale out of compassion. Tomorrow's problems, you can just visualize, inhale now, and to then deal with the compassion like that, okay? Taking difficulties now, tomorrow, next month, next year, difficulties, take now, out of compassion, not out of fear, out of compassion. So that's called giving and taking practice, don't you know? Or you can just do give, just to give. Okay, just to give. There's no definite order. Even though it comes with the order, tong means give, then means take. That's the word how it's been put together. But you know, these are no definite order. Pema jang means you can alternate. Pema means alternate. Only pema jang means practice, alternate. Then please think. Think big as possible. Think big as possible, okay? So there are many, 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 many things. No time to think about Christmas. No time to think about gift. Life is just hard. Just try to survive, that's all. Even the survival comes very difficult. Many joke sent to your mind. Pure love.
Oh.
Do you think that I will win Grammy Award? I have the worst voice, you know. So people say I sound like a donkey. some monks, they specialize chanting. So when you go to monastery, someday I put all my energy into philosophy. Some more you can choose, you know, like they put all their energy into ritual practice. So some of them train to become chanting masters. So they chant that deep voice. But my voice improved when I came to America because there's no choice. Monastery, there are so many choices. There are so many monks. There's a lot of monks who has better voice, they can chant, I don't have to chant. So here, no choice. So then now the donkey needs to sing. So monastery, what do you do? You go to the creek. So then you they have like deep voice, their voice be developed. So then they just in front of the creek, you can hardly hear yourself. Then you end up, you know, like making a lot of noise, like not just screaming, but you know, like oh. Then you know they become very deep voice. So anyway, so sorry that you have to hear this donkey voice. So that's how you know, do, how I say, giving and taking practice, tonal practice, okay, tonal practice. So now maybe I'll read a little bit from the books. Like how you know. Yeah, maybe you remember where we stopped? It's been now a month, I'm not sure anybody remembers. I think we are somewhere there, so let me see if I remember, if I find it's been like a month, so I'm not sure. Yeah, probably. This book is called like 7-point mind training teaching. 7-point mind training teachings. You know, so this is kind of commentaries. Just you know, just take a minute and think. Just take a minute and think. Physical happiness, mental happiness. So what do you think about that? What do you think about? How to define physical happiness and how to define mental happiness? So when you hear word mental happiness, Tibetan says sende, lide sende, lide means physical happiness, sende means mental happiness, sende, so the last one, sende. Is it like something that we can develop, or is it just, I'm not sure what I, how I should say, like, do you divide like that, do you divide like that, physical happiness, mental happiness? as I said, you know, like pleasure, you get seeing something. Whether you call it happiness or unnatural pleasure, there were kind of like you could say about happiness. They did. So just tell me one thing, what is physical happiness? This is not test. If you're not test, you are not going to test me, I'm not going to test you. I hope you are not going to test me. do you need a mic or maybe not?
No.
Yeah.
Think of for physical happiness being free of pain.
Yeah, very good. Yeah.
I think physical happiness comes about when all of our basic needs are met, our physical needs, food, clothing, shelter, you know, I think when we have those comforts, then we have physical comfort.
Mm. Mm, very good, yeah.
That is what we're striving for, to have these basic needs met.
Mm.
Yeah.
More donations?
When I think about physical happiness, it seems like it's when your physical ailments are at a level that's satisfactory to mental happiness.
Mm.
Because if you focus, there's almost always some physical ailment, even when you're young. You know, you may be sore from exercise.
Mm.
You know, you could be a little hungry, but if it's satisfactory enough that you can overcome it and actually be mentally happy, it seems like, then that's what I would think about physical happiness.
Mm. How's about eating like about has a jalapeno? How's about eating jalapeno?
But a lot of people really enjoy that. Yeah, a lot of people enjoy that. So that's a good example of where for some people it's satisfactory.
Is that pain or happiness?
Both.
So then philosophically it can't be right, because one thing cannot be happiness and pain, both happiness and suffering. Yeah, put it more jalapeno.
Who wants it?
It's funny. I grew up in a house that did not eat much spicy stuff. Like barbecue was about the spiciest thing. Like barbecue flavor was about the spiciest thing. And neither one of my parents do much spicy, but all three of their kids, me, have just gotten spicier and spicier and spicier and spicier. And at this point, like, I have a variety of hot sauces I like, but I've gotten to where I like just raw jalapenos by themselves. Just like I'll sit like down for a meal and just like do three or four raw jalapenos by themselves. And this conversation comes up often. Like, it's painful. And sometimes it burns, and my kids will watch me, and I'm just like, you know, like tears are coming out, and slobber's coming out. But they're like, why do you do that? But it's like, there is something actually really, like, almost like the adrenaline rush of, like skydiving or bungee jumping or something like that. Like, all of my everything is, like, elevated, and I feel it does actually clear out my sinuses.
Mm.
So, like, sometimes if I'm like sneezing and like all this kind of stuff, like when the weather comes and you get like head congestion, I'll particularly like them then, because it clears out everything.
Mm.
But it's almost like it's not quite painful, but it is like a expulsion thing, and like adrenaline thing, and I like it a lot.
Yeah. I don't blame you, because I like spicy too. Need to think about, you know it's going to burn your mouth, but you do it because you kind of, you say, I like, I'm not sure, like what? I'm not sure. I also say I like spicy. that is like more like as a religious taste, right? Habanero, jalapeno? It's religious taste. So it's not sweet. It's very hot. And it's like some of them, you see in the Bhutan, but the whole planet, the Bhutan is the one who eat the most, they call like fireball or something like fireball, probably they were tiny. Oh, that is like really, really, really hot. It's really hot, you know. So, but I'm not sure. Like, then the same time, like in Argentina, they drink mate. some kind of like herb that you try that. Yeah, when the first time when you try it, kind of like disgusting, like it not as it is good, but people drink all the time, they drink all the time. So anyway, so is it just idea or is it just something physical? So how to say, you know, like if it's just idea, so then, you know, it is also good news that, you know, then different idea could deal with that, different idea could deal with that. So see, like, then maybe all the problem, all the complication that we face could deal with them with a different kind of mindset, without disturbing your peace of mind. Even though it's like some kind of pain, you deal with that. And it doesn't, yeah, of course, it's physical pain, it's not going to go away. But, you know, when you deal with that with different kind of mindset, it doesn't disturb your mind. Instead, kind of like nourish your mind and you further grow. You know? Did you heard about like, how you say, taking undesirable condition as a path? Did you hear that? Yes. Oh, that's what I have, a different kind of mindset. When you feel like, oh, everything is pouring down on me like rain, one after another things go wrong. Oh, different mindset. You can have different mindset. If you generate, then you can deal with those circumstances with a different kind of mindset. Then you are able to transform that into some kind of bridge that you can walk beyond. Oh, that's less part of sorrow. Sorrow? You know, that's what's called taking message of undesirable condition as a path. Transform, you know, the Kinge Landul Damga quintessential instructions how to accept difficult circumstance, then transform into something that where you can breathe or maybe think something positive. Oh. So I'm not saying that I'm doing that with the jalapeno. So I'm just eating that, you know. So anyway, so that is do people enjoy pain? Huh? That's like, you know, psychological, that's hard to understand, but people do. Isn't that interesting? Oh. So now the question is it just in the mind? Is it just your perceptions, not just perceptions. We don't just stay there, then we project. Or is it all in the mind? If it's all in the mind, is it really happening? Is it all in the mind? How? Somebody enjoy pain, how? I can get my head round. How is it? Now the question is, how someone see their worst enemy as their teacher? How? There are many, many questions. How somebody enjoy pain? Generally speaking, nobody enjoy pain. Then how somebody there enjoy pain? How you explain that? Now nobody thinks, oh, the worst enemy is the best teacher. Nobody thinks, generally speaking. How come there's somebody thinking like that? How come? Is it all about mind, the mindset, or thought? Or is it just something that's actually there? How somebody's thinking that I can live in the fire pits, not just 1 second or 1 day, eons and eons in the fire pit, just to benefit one sentient being, just to benefit one. How somebody thinks like that, how? Not like think, like sincerely practice. Sincerely, genuinely practice, not just think and put into practice. Oh. Compassion never decreases. Even though you have to live into the five, into 5 feet, eons. Not talking about just 1 day, 2 days, eons. Your compassion never decrease, instead it increase. So and do that happily, joyfully, not just the death. So now that's why I'm asking, like, you know, here in, like, according to this text, you know, physical happiness, mental happiness, lide, sende. Then now the question, you know, physical happiness, if you refer to five senses, seeing something beautiful, or smelling something nice, you know, like tasting something good, hearing some beautiful sound, or touching something nice, that is very common things, also with animals. It's nothing special about animal knows. We are not very special, they are not. Mental happiness, not that one, animal has very little opportunities because they don't think much. Do they think much? Probably they think about food, probably not that, you know, like them. Besides that, you know, we have institutions, we have university, we have school, we have education systems, we have like communities, we have so many different levels of things, you know. Yeah, human, that's the unity of human, things. Not just one time, all the time, things. So now, how you define mental happiness? How you define mental happiness? So these things, physical, if you are related to the five senses, these are very temporary, heavily dependent on object. Long as object is there, it's there. If the object is not there, it's gone. Second one, mental happiness, is not dependent on object. You could live in middle of a Himalayan mountain, in a cave, physically, very little things. Mentally, you are perfectly fine. You could be in a prison, you know, prison, but mentally you are fine, something like that. So, mental happiness, same day, what is mental happiness? So, it's important things to know, to, how you say, to think about, what is mental happiness? All the disturbing thought, as I mentioned this probably last 20 years, I've been here 20 years, almost 20 years now. Oh, I've been saying that last 20 years. And I myself, not 24 hours, 7 days a week, but you know, very often, you know, think about disturbing thought. You think like less disturbing thought is better? Huh? Now the question is how to do? Regardless, you don't have to believe anything, you know. Tibetan, it's not like, oh, Tibetan don't think. This is not, that's wrong. Tibetan also think too. We all think, you know. Buddhist think, Christian think, believer think, non-believer, atheist people, everybody thinks. You know. Everybody has brain. So then now slowly they are discovering there's something beyond brain. You know, brain. So now the scientists, they are showing key interest into emotional part of human life. There's something beyond brains. So they're showing some interest there. Then another hand, that's quantum physics. How is it? Physics? Yeah, quantum physics. Their research is very much done on material things, matters. For Buddhists, this is not something new. For Buddhists, that's not something new. It's been done 2,500 years ago. When you read those texts, it's already there. This is Nagarjuna's theory, Nagarjuna's idea, theory. is not much done on mattress, but it is much done on self. Self. So now science, the quantum physics, their conclusion now is that nothing exists. No, that's called nihilism. We all, the Buddhists, that's not new news. That's called nihilism. That's called nihilism. That's like one extreme view. That's not the middle way. That's, you are falling into one extreme view. That's called nihilism. Nagarjuna theory about that, you know, like, begin from there. No, there's something exists, not exactly the way you think, but there's something exists. It's not nothingness, it's something. Something that is dependent is not independent, there's something dependent. All the problem, all the complication, something to think of. I just throw there, you just said, you are smart, you read, you think, you know, you write. In my village, only one person can read and write. That's pretty much it. The majority of people, they don't read, they can read, they don't know how to read. In there, or even Tibetan, just forget about English. Their own letter, they cannot read, you know. So I'm just throwing some idea there. Nimochyanam, this text is written by one of the Indian masters, or commenting on Nagarjuna's philosophical view. This is very new to your ear, but something to think about. Nimochyanam, downside. Drawback or downside, Nimojana. All the drawback or downside of disturbing thought. Where it's coming from, is coming from some view. It's coming from view. Need to see that. Nimochana Malaysia Talijuan Loy Tongchunes need to see that. Then after that, then need to do some. Nimoy Tajulas Tam is the view, the wrong view. What that view refers to, notion of self. Notion of self. How often you analyze? Perception of self, not just that, then projections. This refers to apply to anything. You see John before? This just stranger, I don't know. I just saw at the Kadamba Center John. Doesn't have any impact on your life, it's just normal, just see. Then probably John said something, or did something, right after that. You have different perceptions of John. So then you don't like to see John. You don't want to be around with John, because the way John says something, perceptions. Not just that, then projections. Probably out of 90% of that is projections. Maybe 10% there, then we project. Probably same is happening with the self. 10%, but 90% is projected. Nimochana maliju sola taliju alo yotonjo ne dani di yotonjo najo pa yotano kovaches. So need to do thorough analysis. How the thorough analysis on the notion of self is very important. Because according to Mahayana Buddhists, according to Nagarjuna philosophy, everything's because of that, everything, all the problems because of that. Nimochyanam. So, first you become attached to yourself, Tamu ngasi dala shinjiji. Yeah, of course it's important. I is important. then you become attached to that I. So then from there, then you become attached to my. So then, you know, my family, my possession, my religion, my culture, my country. From there, then one after another, you know, like, So I'm just throwing some idea there. Okay, you just please think. So next time, then please share, you know. Maybe you have like 21st century thought, 21st century ideas that will be very helpful for 21st centuries. Even the books that we are talking about has been written like 7th centuries, around 7th centuries. So then, on the other hand, what Shantideva said is very important. That Shantideva was, you know, written by one also another Indian master. This book is called like Guide to Buddhist and the Way of Life. You can borrow. No need to buy, you can borrow. Also, you can, of course, you are welcome to buy. But you can only borrow. So I'm not discouraging you to buy, but you know, you can borrow. If you cannot buy, so you can borrow there. And there, Shantideva said, Do not produce same agents. You have desire, Shantideva said, you have desire to overcome difficulties. Do not produce same agents. You have desire to overcome from difficulties. Yes, I do. I do have desire to overcome difficulties. So now the second line is not that hard, that easy to understand. Second line, you just go for sufferings. What is that now? What he's trying to say? I don't think I deliberately go to sufferings. I don't think so. When I think, then what is he trying to say? What Shantideva was trying to say? Dunganila ngobajus. That's first two lines. You have desire to overcome difficulties, but you just not go. You only go for problems. That doesn't sound right. Deva deja timu, deva deja. You have desire to, you are how is it? You yearn. You yearn for happiness. Deva dejans. Timu is out of ignorance, you destroy your happiness like your enemy. What is trying to say? This four line, but one stanza, there's no four line, one stanza, is very heavy. It has deep meaning. So we all, American, Tibetan, believer, non-believer, Buddhist, non-Buddhist, doesn't matter. We all desire for happiness. And we all have desire for overcome difficulties. We all do. Equally, we all do. So now, with that mindset, we walk around, we talk to people, you go to work, and you know, you like, clean your backyard, then you, do all kinds of things, cooking, cleaning, all kinds of things, so all kinds of mindset rise. All kinds of different thoughts rise. It's not like one thought that rise all the time. Oh, I'm so happy, that not just that thought rise all the time, all kinds of thoughts rise. Or we check people how they do things. It's particularly in my kitchen. To make sure they know where things goes, make sure they do something that doesn't against my order. Many mindset. What Shantideva was trying to say, you have desire to overcome difficulties, but you just go for problems. What is he trying to say? That's the goal. Goal is overcome from difficulties. Goal is to achieve happiness. That's the goal. To reach there, during the process, we are not paying much attention during the process. We are not being flexible. We become so uptight with your own idea. We just made it up. It's not natural law. You just made it up. No, we just made it up. So we become so attached to that, we become so tight, we just bind ourselves, run around, run around, run around, run around, not able to get out. We just bind there again, so tightly. We are not flexible. They are not flexible. Huh? Then mind is tight. When it's tight, even the body gets tired, you get pain, right? That's why you do yoga. Try to stretch. Why you stretch? Because it's good. When it becomes tight, it's not good. Even the physical is not good. Can you imagine in that in mind? If mind becomes tight, how you stretch? Probably lifting your hand doesn't help. That's not going to help. You could lift your arm like that, but it's not going to help. Imagine that. Up tight, become so tight, not just tight, so tight. Did you ever analyze yourself? Did you ever ask yourself a question? Are you looking for overcome difficulty or not? Did you ask that question? Probably not. You're so caught up there. Oh. So therefore, you know, like it's not just once a blue moon. Every day they require some thinking. Every day requires some thinking. Not just once a blue moon. You know, when things are going round, when things are going down, then you think. Not like that. It doesn't matter things going up or down. You always think something. You know, it's always trying to think. So what Shanti Deva was trying to say? Very important. When I ask myself, when I read that text, when I ask myself, I don't think that I go deliberately for suffering. I don't think not. You're not just saying going there. You're saying just going for. I don't think so. But maybe goal and the process doing between there, probably I'm not being mindful. I'm not being mindful. Miduk susu chesin tamba mibatis. Generally speaking, you are considered as a good person. People consider you as a good person. When you get angry, that goodness turns into something monster, miserable. Midu susu chesin. When you get angry, this all that appearances, nobody wants to be around. That appearance turns into something that people don't appreciate. You become unholy. You completely lost your judgmental mind. Judgmental mind? How is it? Good
judgment.
You completely lost. Good judgment. You lost, able to distinguish between what is right, what is wrong, you lost that. So this is just one example. So that's what happens. If we harbor disturbing thought, that is pain. Disturbing thought is pain. It is pain, all my friend. Doesn't matter, a wedding rope doesn't protect. If the rope protects, I can order India distribute each one of you instead of rope. This rope does not protect. It reminds you, but doesn't protect. Disturbing thought, what you call here, sometimes you hear in the news that in the like books when you read they say white wolf, the animal they feel like
wolf.
White has a wolf. Black wolf has a white wolf, black wolf. No, there's two. That refers to the mindset. I don't know, so probably you should know. There's like stories. Which one you fit? Mm-hmm. Which refers to what?
The darkness or the light?
This is a wolf.
The one you feed will grow.
Yeah, one which feed you grow their wolf is like what is called, it's called black wolf or the, I'm not sure. They, I just here recently, so here reading some book. So anyway, there's two kind of mindset. See, disturbing thought. Need to learn how to challenge them. Need to learn and on daily basis. It's all boils down on the mindset. That's it. Nothing more, nothing less. You could do all kinds of things, same time, no change. Your mind, your heart or your mind, not the physical heart, it's been like desert, right? Long time it's been like desert, nothing's growing there, and you're doing all kinds of things, you know, like doing all kinds of things. After that, it's like desert. Hot desert, nothing grow. So that means everything is going here. There's nothing going down here. Everything just here. There's nothing, it's not going down here. No. So, your mind could be soaked into knowledge. Soaked into knowledge. Like the piece of stone you throw in the water. When you throw, it's dry. It's been there 100 years, when you take out, it's still dry. Same like that. Your mind soaked into Dharma. Beginning is not changed. After 10 years, the same thing, nothing, no change. So, then mental happiness is difficult. It's difficult. So anyway, so Dunga Thodiyo, same reason, Dunga Dina Mabajus, Dunga Dina Mabajus. So need to really know, the true practice is to analyze your mindset. Analyze your mindset very carefully with the mindfulness thoroughly. When you get angry, just pause. Just pause. Don't act right away, just pause. If you act right away, it's not going to be good. It is going to destroy you. That action is going to destroy you. You miss your happiness. You end up with zero happiness. You can't see anything good. You lose your good judgment, because the good judgment, then you not able to distinguish between what is right and what is wrong. A lot of people, you know, fall into problems. No? Need to just pause. Just pause. If you can do that one day, somebody usually when they take over your car or when you're driving, just like explode. Say all kinds of things. That person don't hear at all. That person don't hear anything. Then you are the one who hears everything you say. Probably your friend who's sitting there probably hears. Right next to you probably hear everything. I'm not sure that person enjoys hearing that. Very important, all my friends, including myself, thorough examination of every thought that rises. Every thought that rises. If the disturbing thought rises, pause. Please pause. Think about your peace of mind. First and foremost important, think about your peace of mind. What it will do, what this kind of thought, disturbing thought, will do your peace of mind. If you don't want to lose that, pause. Whoa. Think. Think. Eating something will not help. Looking at something will not help. When it comes down to mind, it won't help. You could have millions of dollars same time. It doesn't help. It doesn't help. Sorry, time is way over. Sorry. So I kind of got lost. Carried out by Shanti Devas. We'll stop here. Thank you. I'll stop here. So now it's just like old 11:50. Sorry. So, talking about mindful, I'm not being mindful. Thank you.
So let's read the dedication prayer on 246 and 247 in the Gold Prayer Book. And it's on the back of the page that says, Kadapa Sanja Prayers in the White Binder. May all beings everywhere, plagued by sufferings of body and mind, obtain an ocean of happiness and joy by virtue of our merits. May no living creature suffer, commit evil, or ever fall ill. May no one be afraid or belittled with a mind weighed down by depression. May the blind see forms and the deaf hear sounds. May those whose bodies are worn with toil be restored on finding repose. May the naked find clothing, the hungry find food. May the thirsty find water and delicious drinks. May the poor find wealth, those weak with sorrow find joy. May the forlorn find hope, constant happiness, and prosperity. May there be timely rains and bountiful harvest. May all medicines be effective and wholesome prayers bear fruit. May all who are sick and ill quickly be free from their ailments. Whatever diseases there are in the world, may they never occur again. May the frightened cease to be afraid and those bound be free. May the powerless find power and may people think of benefiting each other. For as long as space remains, for as long as sentient beings remain, until then may I too remain to dispel the miseries of the world.
Okay, so we've got a couple of quick announcements, and then the children can make their offerings, and the rest of us can offer katas to Geshe-la.
I'm Elise from Outreach. These days when you look around, it's really easy to give up hope, to feel like everything is dark and negative, but there is a lot of good things going on, and you can nurture that in yourself and be a part of it. And the way to start is this: the first Sunday in January, we're going to have an interfaith prayer service on the theme of hope. Pass it on. As Geshe-la was saying this morning, there's a power in doing things as a group, and we can nurture that in one another and then pass it on together. And in this coming year, we're also going to make an effort to give you opportunities to nurture and practice that hope by passing it on to others. So say the first Sunday in January, January 6th at 3 o'clock, right here at the Kadampa Center, to hear what others have to do, have to say about nurturing hope. Thank you.
Hello. I'm Denise, and this afternoon I want to invite each of you to come to stay at 1:30. We are going to have the third in our series of three workshops related to the rhythm of virtue, and three workshops for adults. Thank you. Don is going to hold it for me. And today what we're going to do is the drum rhythms. Thank you. It's in the bookstore. We're going to do the drum rhythms. We're going to learn to drum the list of 16 guidelines. We're going to learn to drum a rhythm for, you can choose one positive verse that then you can use and walk that rhythm. And we're also going to learn a real calming meditative rhythm that you can do anytime. I've used it sitting in the doctor's office to calm down. And you can put your own positive words with that. So come feed the white wolf.
Oh, very good.
Trying to get everything in here today. So for the annual appeal, we have Vivian's going to speak to us in just a second. And so there's a couple offers on the table, and I haven't announced one of them yet, or two of them yet. So the new beginner, let's see, new sustainers, we needed 20 to fulfill our board member challenge that they will give $2,000 extra and over and above. So we now have 23 new people, so we did that. And everybody who, till the end of the drive, anybody who's new to sustaining will be entered in to win a massage. So this will just keep going. So the challenge was met, but we still have a massage to give away at the end. We'll let Geshe-la pick that. And the next challenge is the Vajrapani challenge. So how many saw that in the email? So now we get to see who reads it. Okay, handful. So Vajrapani is a sister FPMT center out in California, and I've been out there for retreat. Denise has been there. Anybody else have been there? Okay. It's, Joanna, it's amazingly beautiful, like 300-foot-tall redwoods. It's stunning. And they're offering 4 nights free for a private retreat to us. They gave us that. We have a little plug in there. Shanka is now out there, so I think he put a good word in for us. So anybody who gives $2,000 and over, who've already pledged it, so if you're really close, you might want to, you know, bump it up a little. So anybody $2,000 and over will be entered to win that, and we'll also let Geshe-la pick that winner. That'll go all the way to the end. And then today we're offering that one. I was supposed to say the week before last, and I forgot. So today, what is the last challenge that we always do? Procrastinator challenge. So it's starting today. So this time we have a pretty big kitty on the table. So some people stepped up and said, I want to give towards that because we know you. We know you wait to the end. We know who you are. Some of you do it because you just wait because you just feel like waiting. Others do it because you think that it's going to be doubled. Well, this time we have over $7,000 that has been given to get all you guys off. So that's exciting. So we have $7,000 on the table to be matched. So we're only at, we are at $157,000 out of $204,000. So we do have a ways to go. So we'd like to see if we can challenge you with all these challenges. So, and then Vivian's going to have a brief explanation of parents, how parents give, or why parents give. As a mother of, that's her, that's what she's been, well, you can say whatever you want to say.
I was, Jill asked me to talk about, like, my experience here and why we come. And so I offer this and hope it's a benefit to you. So here's my little story. Sorry. I'm very grateful for my life and my daughter. And 6 years ago, my daughter and I came to Kadampa. She was three. And it was the only hour I had to myself back then. I remembered walking in and immediately feeling a warm, good place, a safe place to be. And listening to Geshe-la tell stories, he spoke with kindness, humility, and of course, laughter about our precious human lives that we must tend to, for we have the privilege and basic goodness of being. In that moment, I knew I had found something rare, a place of refuge. Some days I would sit in the back of the room and just cry and let go of everything I had to hold in. It was so wonderful to hear such honesty and compassion about human suffering. 6 years ago, my days were not easy, but I had made a choice to be happy, and Kadampa was part of that choice. Even in the middle of hard circumstances, I savored and amplified every happiness I could. Then suddenly, the bottom fell out of our lives. I didn't know how we were going to make it. But then we went to our first Dharma, family Dharma camp, and I watched my daughter laugh, and I felt embraced by our community. And I got a glimpse of hope. Here, together, we have found peace and kindness. But most of all, I can look around this room, and I'm going to cry. And so many of you have profoundly shown up for us. When the floor fell from under us, I wasn't sure how to move forward. Your kindness nourished us and sustained us. And the truth is, I was so moved by each and every one of you for the presence and intention, the intention to simply love. We would not be so blessed had it not been for all of you. Sorry. What I have learned here is the importance of giving of oneself. Because so many freely gave to us, I must pay it forward. It is a selfish generosity. I love Kadampa and all the highly satisfying conversations I've shared with all of you. The comfort of each other is all we have, really. It's what gets us through samsara. I have learned how essential service is. We must serve one another. So I appeal to you to give to Kadampa however you feel led. It is in the giving that I have found meaning in my life. That is to be valued, is the one I cultivate to benefit others. And lastly, I believe we are a rare center. Last night at the holiday party, everyone laughed. Children had a singing conga line going and played ping pong on the floor. This is a place of joy. We cherish all ages and all people here. My daughter says she likes to come because she can play with the kids, and the kids here are nicer. This is a precious space that our children enjoy because each of us gives here at Kadampa. The impact ripples forward into our children's lives. My daughter and I no longer are bound by the past hurts. We have transcended those injuries. We are not the suffering we endure. Samsara is merely a condition we must learn to befriend in order to meet our true nature. So I thank you for listening, and I sincerely hope that you give so that Kadampa and the benefits of Buddhist teachings continue to thrive.
Boy, that's hard to follow. Thank you, thank you. Christy, do you want to explain the children's offering?
Well, we just wanted to take this opportunity to welcome you home.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
We wanted to welcome you.
We wanted to welcome you home and show you just maybe during this holiday season while everyone has lights up, you can have colors up in your home.
Thank you so much.
This has acts of kindness on it. The goal was to put as many acts of kindness as there were days left in December, but you have many days that you can.
And then
there's a newsletter that the middle school group has put together.
Okay.
So you can take this home and read it. They've worked on it since September.
Thank you very much. Pick up cash. Thank you so much. Thank you, all my friends. Thank you. Thank you so much. Oh, I have a lot of reach. Thank you so much. Every day I read. So first I'm going to pick up my trash. pick up trash without being asked. That's wonderful. So, but you know, I live by myself. Now at the kitchen, I was in India. Nobody to ask. I need to pick up my trash. Call your grandparents just to say hi. It's all very beautiful. Play with someone new. Let a sibling go first. Oh, very kind. Pay for strangers' coffee. Thank you. Very good.
Om Taritu Taritu Re Soha. Om Taritu Taritu Re Soha. Om Taritu Taritu Re Soha. Om Taritu Taritu Re Soha.